Hello and welcome to another PlanetIRL.com podcast. I'm Steph, and I am at the Canadian Motorsports Expo this weekend, where I managed to catch up with Paul Tracy.
So just to start out, you alluded to this a little bit in your Q&A. Everybody's waiting with bated breath to find out what your plans are for 2010. I know that you don't have it too settled yet, but what have you got?
Well, it's kind of a work in progress. I've got we've gone into contract with Geico and PKV to run the 500, so that contract has been signed off by Geico, and it's just being overviewed by Kevin Kalkelman and Jimmy. Kevin is in Switzerland right now, okay. So that deal is pretty much set for the Indy 500, and had a meeting last night with Honda Canada about trying to finalize up our deal to run the Canadian races, and we've got jump through a couple rings here this next week, but that also looks like everything's pretty good with that too.
Awesome, great. Now you're here at the show this weekend for a specific reason, and that's because Mosport is going into its 50th season. A lot of our listeners are American fans, and they may not really have a good perspective on how important Mosport is in the Canadian racing community and the way it works into the landscape up here. Do you have any thoughts you might share with them on that would give them an idea?
Well, I think if you listen to the things that other drivers have said that have raced there, like Horst Kroll and Ron Fellows and myself, that's a place where I grew up racing and started racing. But it's really probably one of the toughest, most difficult, demanding tracks that there is in North America. It's still probably now one of the fastest tracks in North America, and it's particularly not very, very safe.
Right.
It's very dangerous. It's super fast, no room for error, and just a man's man of a track.
Right. Let's go over a couple of news items that have come up since the last time we talked. One of the big ones, of course, is Danica making her move over to NASCAR. And you're good for opinions, so what's your opinion on that?
Well, it's going to go either one way or the other. She's either going to do really well or she's, going to struggle. So,
yeah.
It's a tough situation for her. I think, of any driver from Open Wheel that's gone or tried to go to NASCAR, I think she has the best opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
She has the best, best equipment, Hendrick and Junior Motorsports equipment. She'll have great crew people. She'll have drivers mentoring her like Dale Jr. and Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon.
Yep.
So from that standpoint, she has all the tools to do well. If she does well, people will say, well, she should be doing well.
Yeah.
She's in good equipment. If she doesn't do well, then it could be a tough situation for her. But, she's locked herself into a long-term contract with Andretti
mm-hmm.
Racing, and, I think her plan is to stay in IndyCar for a while.
Mm-hmm. Which is good news for IndyCar,
yeah.
Obviously, as well. And Tony George,
yeah.
Stepping away from all of his family's companies officially. Your
yeah,
thoughts on
I don't
that?
Know if he stepped away, but
well.
crazy times, It's 5 years ago, if somebody would have said, in 5 years, Tony George and Kevin Kalkelman and Jerry Forsythe really wouldn't have any control over anything in open wheel racing, people would think you were crazy. But, the times have changed. The landscape of open wheel racing has changed dramatically over the last 3 years. Where it goes from here, I don't think anybody really knows.
Yeah, for sure. And the sport is sort of being led right now by people who haven't really been involved with it in any depth at any point. So I guess we're looking at big changes coming in terms of
yeah, I mean, it's not being led by a bunch of people that have been in racing most of their life, but I guess that can be a good thing or a bad thing. It may potentially be run more like a business if it's got business people running it.
Right.
Like I said, I don't really know what direction, what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knows, but we just have to ride it out and see what happens.
For sure. Now, you've dropped a few little hints on Twitter about this TV show deal that you've
mm-hmm.
got going on. I don't know what you can tell us at this point, but is there anything that you can, any
Well, I can't announce it because they've asked me not to announce it,
right.
But I'm hinting at it. It's a TV show. It's a driving show. There's myself and another host that are going to do it. We're going to be testing different cars and things like that. And
cool.
It's on one of the major networks. I actually start filming. We start filming the first episode next week.
That's awesome.
So going to be pretty busy the next 3 months with filming all the episodes we have to get done by May.
Right. Okay, that's great. I won't take any more of your time. I'm sure you're exhausted. It's been a very long day, but thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. And all the best. We look forward to seeing you on the track in 2010.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
And thanks to you for tuning in as well. Remember that planetirl.com is your source online for blogs, photos, podcasts, and more covering the Eyes On IndyCar Series and beyond.